Hello and welcome to the Ayrshire College podcast. This series for Ayrshire Bites is all about digital skills. I spoke with four people for the series, all with different experiences and perspectives on all things digital. This episode features Craig Hume, Managing Director of Utopia Computers.
First of all, Craig, thank you very much for agreeing to be part of the podcast. Really appreciate that. I think what we should start off by doing is just getting to know yourself a little bit more. So a wee introduction of yourself, you know, your journey, how you got to where you are today.
Well, thanks, Martin. It's a pleasure to be here. So Utopia Computers was set up over 20 years ago. Its history is a family business. My dad set it up out of the need and want to try and give technical support to people who were trying to find or trying to get online for the first time. You know, 20 years ago, there was no eBay, there was no Amazon. Very few people even had a computer at home. So it was a kind of passion of his that he took. And about 7 or 8 years ago, I joined him full time and decided to put my own take on things and put it in my own direction, put a little bit of my own spin on it. So we've evolved into a system builder now. So we manufacture high performance gaming desktops, workstations, laptops for all manner of clients from local gamers just down the road to companies as far away as Dubai for all sorts of things, including one of our most famous customers is a client in London that does the animation for Strictly Come Dancing and Dancing on Ice. So those animations are rendered on Utopia PCs. And for me, it's great to try and push the boundaries of what's expected of a system manufacturer of our size. And it's also awesome to see our systems get into some pretty cool places.
So how many staff then have you got and what are their responsibilities?
Good question. So we've got 10. So we're quite a small firm, relatively speaking. The responsibilities, we have three directors, including myself. So I oversee pretty much everything that's going on and try and set the vision for the team. We have a finance director, which is Catherine, and she looks after setting our financial goals for what we're going to be achieving this month, next quarter, next year. And then we have a marketing director, Mark, who also deals with purchasing, and he's very much about making sure that the brand is on point and that everyone is communicating in a way that aligns itself with what we're doing. We then have the team, which is split into the system builders themselves, as well as we have a local repair shop, a retail shop, where we sell components and we do servicing and repairs. We can hit over 100 repairs in a week, so it's a very busy repair centre, and it's a profitable and important part of the business, as well as part of the business that gives back a lot to the local community. We do work experience programmes and things. We've actually got work experience people in the shop just now. So we're a small team, a tight-knit team, but we all know where we stand and what we need to do and what success looks like.
And so when you're recruiting then for roles like that, or just any role in your organisation, what skills are you looking for? What digital skills, and then what other skills on top of that?
I think it's interesting. The reality is that an awful lot of digital skills can be taught. What we find is the desire to work hard, an attention for detail, an understanding of the importance of things like customer service, actual experience in executing a plan and seeing it through to conclusion. These are all things that I would rate higher than necessarily somebody who has, for example, a degree in computer science. Well, sometimes we need, a bit of paper to say that the person has the qualifications. The majority of our team have actually been hired and trained because of their personality and because of the way that they came to us looking for a job. And that's something that we're kind of firm believer in.
So if you get someone like that in who's not necessarily got the skills, what are you then teaching them in the workplace then?
Whatever's needed to be able to fulfil the role. We will normally, we've got a little bit of a pipeline that we bring people through. So it's ordinary understanding the importance of customer service, which is a large part of our business all the way through, through the repair side, through to system building. We will start by making sure that they understand the basics of the hardware that we're dealing with, that they understand the operating systems, etc. And as I say, it might sound complicated. The reality is, with 20 years' experience, we can actually get people up to speed quite quickly, especially when they have a desire to learn. And then we start to focus them on what their you know, what their niche in the business is going to be, be that a customer service facing role, or be that actually manufacturing the workstations.
You are officially STEM ambassadors with the college. What does that involve, and how did that link come about?
So we started to get more and more involved with the college, coming along to events, speaking to students, you guys very nicely started to get us more involved with, you know, what would we be looking for students that were graduating. If we were looking to be able to take on a new employee, you know, what could the Ayrshire College give them that would make them stand out from anyone else? So we're very much involved with looking at the future of technology, AI, digital skills that won't be here. You won't need them right now, but what are you going to need in 3 years and 5 years and 10 years time? So we've been speaking to them a lot about cybersecurity, a lot about technology like blockchain, and a lot about the fact that the reality is that a lot of graduates will leave with a specialism of some type, but will inevitably end up working in a different field.
What are the key things then, do you think, for students to consider if they're entering this, our programmes or in your workplace? What's the future look like in this industry?
I think if we had a good vision of that, then we'd all be laughing to the bank. The truth is, I'm a firm believer of trying to think about what your why is. There's a phenomenal kind of public speaker, motivational speaker called Simon Sinek. He's done a TED talk called Find Your Why. He's wrote a book, Start With Why. It basically boils down to thinking about why it is you're entering into this course in the first place. You know, it's about finding your why in business and why your business model's the way it is, but you can lend it to anything. And if somebody's starting a course at Ayrshire College, you know, it would really, for me, be about, you know, why is it, what is it they want to get out at the end of it? Where do they see themselves? That will make sure if they follow that through, then they'll leave a success.
Excellent. And you were involved doing some speaking yourself at our Ayrshire Bites event. You did a talk on the data security delusion. What did you take away from that event, you know, based on what you did and also what you heard from other people?
It was a real honour to be involved, and it was a brilliant talk. I got a lot of good feedback from it. The reality, from my perspective, the talk that we gave was about being honest. We did suffer from a data breach at Utopia, and what we decided to do was be open and share it, share our learning from it, and show what we had done to make sure it never happened again. Interestingly, with GDPR, which is the General Data Protection Regulations that are coming out in a few weeks' time, everyone's going to have to be as open as that moving forward. So we were slightly ahead of the curve in that, you know, all businesses are going to be open with regards to these kind of data protection stuff. But what I took from the overall event was there's an amazing amount of use of technology right here in Ayrshire. You know, the college itself is doing some incredible work with data analytics to be able to make sure that it's doing the very best for every single student. And to be fair, that one talk actually blew me away. I didn't realise just how much Ayrshire College was doing with analytics, and I thought it was incredible. All the talks were great, but that one particularly struck me, just how much you're doing for your students. This college is, you know, light years ahead of any educational institution that I've spent time in recently. The hands-on experience, as well as the desire to get businesses involved with the college so that the students get real world experience before they graduate, I think is going to be critical for those students to be able to differentiate themselves in what is an incredibly difficult market to get employment. They're always looking for other businesses to get involved in the relevant sectors. You know, it's a very open and friendly conversation that we're having, and anything we can do to help the college, to help the students, and of course to find where the next line of employees for us is going to be, because we're 10 employees at the moment, but we want to grow, and the college I see as being a place that we can do that with.
I mean, you have kind of touched on it already, but just to get a kind of overall view of, why do you think it's an exciting time to get into your industry?
It's moving faster than it ever has before. The growth of technology is exponential. Someone once described it to me as it feels as if every day you wake up and technology's moved forward, all of a sudden we have cars that drive themselves. You know, where did that come from? Elon Musk just shot a roadster into space last week. You know, these things are incredibly exciting, and all part of the STEM industry. But the way they described it was that when technology started, it was like taking steps around the world, and you just take one step each time, but you double the pace. And on the final step, you actually come all the way around half the world. And that's kind of where we are just now, where the technology is just moving on so fast. So if you want to be involved in an industry where it is exciting, you don't know quite where it's going, but you know that it's got a future, then anything to do with technology and science is where it's at the moment.
And I don't know if you've seen this problem, but certainly at the college we have, in just in terms of trying to attract more females into this industry and into STEM areas in general, have you any advice on how we can attract more females?
It's a question I get asked all the time, and I wish I had a really fantastic answer. From our perspective, as much as we can within HR legislation, we try and attract women into our business. There is countless studies saying that women involved in a business make it more profitable, more successful. We're happy to have a female finance director, but she holds a finance role within a technology business, and we would love to have more females involved in the company to give it a better balance. The reality is that it's male dominated, and sometimes we still see examples of, you know, poor wording in press releases and poor wording in business plans that slant towards it being a male industry. We do the very best we can to buck against that, but unfortunately, for all the CVs we get, maybe only one or two a year have a woman's name written beside them. So that is a challenge.
And just a final point then, to any students or potential students listening to this, just what would you say to them about why you should get involved at the college or your business in this industry?
Well, I guess I've got two points there. The Ayrshire College is an incredible institution to be able to get experience at. We have invited guests from all over the UK to come and have meetings here and visit it, and every single time they're blown away by the architecture, by the openness of the staff and the lecturers. It really is an incredible place. So if you're lucky enough to be here, grab that opportunity with both hands and do the very best you can with it. What we'd say is that even as a small business, Utopia receives countless CVs every single week, and the reality is that the majority of them are kind of standard generic CVs. The bulk of my team, which I currently employ, all stood out for one reason or another. They went way beyond a simple CV. The best example is a guy who came to me with a sports science degree. He is now deemed as being one of the leading system builders in the UK. And over the course of the years, he really has added a huge amount of value to the team. But on a CV, if I had looked at it, he had a sports science degree and no technology experience. He came into the store, he asked to say that he wanted a job. We didn't have any. And what he done was he went beyond. He went to a job centre, he found out about all the different funding that was available. He brought it all back, already completed, to the best of his ability, and he gave examples of where he thought he could add value from day one. That meant he got a job, and unfortunately, I think if you want to guarantee your foot in a door, it's that kind of above and beyond that you're going to have to go and do to stand out from a big crowd.
I think just one general point then on that. You speak to a lot of other employers. Is there one common theme that's coming back, maybe about a digital skills gap or what they're looking for? Is there anything industry-wide that students should know about?
Yeah, so again, brilliant question. Anything to do with cybersecurity, with the GDPR thing that I mentioned earlier on, that is really going to frighten a lot of businesses that don't understand where their data is, how it's held, what it even contains. So someone who can come into a business and say, I understand that legislation, I understand cybersecurity, I understand how to secure a network, I understand how to deal with emails effectively and safely. These are the things that an awful lot of businesses involved in technology or not, this affects everyone, will make them sit up and listen to you during your interview. So if you don't know about that now, you know, the college offer courses, you can do online courses, get it done, get it learned, and make sure it's sitting up top of your CV that you hand in.
Perfect. Greg, thank you very much for taking the time to do this.
Okay, thanks, Martin. All the best.
And thank you for listening. There are 3 more episodes in our Ayrshire Bytes discussing digital series, so please check these out when you have a chance.